Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were talking a little bit, was it last week, about Statistics South Africa, because they published their latest Victims of a Crime VOC survey showing that thousands of crimes went unreported over the last year. So the survey gives a supplementary perspective to the latest official crime statistics last published by the South African Police Services. That was last week as well. Dr. Andrew Afal is Senior Researcher at the Institute for Security Studies. He joins us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So it's a bit confusing to try and actually figure out what is going on with the crime statistics. Also, I guess, given the fact that we've spent a good part of the last 2 years in lockdown.
Yeah, so there's no country in the world that can perfectly measure crime. There are different ways we can try to gauge degrees of crime and violence. Police statistics are obviously one of them. Victim surveys are another. And another, which is emerging in South Africa and other places, is tracking violence-related injury data in hospitals. And then, of course, there are other kinds of surveys as well. But we are fortunate in South Africa to have access to all of this data. The challenge with police-recorded data is obviously that it depends on a victim both seeking out police assistance and then police deciding to record that crime. So many South Africans, many listeners may have had an experience of trying to report a crime to police and police not having an interest in that crime. So even though they tried, the police didn't report it, while others just won't choose to report a crime, either because they don't perceive it as a crime, they don't think the state can assist them, or maybe they've had one of these negative experiences before where police turned them away. So that's where a victim survey is very useful. Victim surveys, kind of like a national census, they take a national sample of the population, and they knock on your door and they say, in the past 12 months, have you or anyone in your household experienced this range of crimes? And then they also ask questions around whether people reported them, whether people feel safe, what their attitudes are towards police, towards particular people and categories. These questions change over time. But in that sense, they are a really valuable complementary set of data to think about in relation to police statistics.
Right. So what does that mean, really, in reality, with regard to our crime stats?
I mean, the short answer would be that we can only ever know general trends. We can't ever say this is the degree of violence in any country. And again, this is true of the most peaceful and the most wealthy and the best governed countries. Most domestic violence, most sexual crime will never be reported to states. In South Africa, we do see some negative trends, both in our police data and our victim of crime data. And where those trends match, where police trends and victim data match, then we can be more confident that they're true. I think in the police data, we've seen a decade of increases in murder. After almost 20 years of declines in murder between the early 90s and 2011, we've seen murder increasing. And that's really negative, because murder is the most reliable indicator of violence in general. Murder is the one stat which we can trust, because bodies turn up and people go missing, and we can record that murder. So that's a bad indicator for our general trends in violence. Something which is concerning, which comes out of the Victims of Crime Survey data, is we've seen a decline in people saying that they have reported their experiences of crime to police. So, for example, the most recent data shows that only 50% of people who experienced an assault reported that to police. Only 56% of people who experienced a home robbery reported that to police. Now, a home robbery is a really concerning crime. That's where somebody comes into your house and uses force, whether that's the threat with a fist, a knife, a gun, but they're coming into your house and demanding possessions with a threat of violence. That's a really serious crime, and only 56% of people are reporting that to the police. And the same with burglary. People aren't reporting burglary.
Isn't that an incredibly low number? Wouldn't we expect, of all crimes, that would be the one that people would report?
I think it is really concerning that people aren't reporting that. I think that amongst middle-class and wealthier South Africans, you will see people reporting to police, in part because there's a greater expectation that the state should do something, the state should protect them, and of course people will want insurance. But the reality is most home robberies are happening in poorer areas, in informal settlements, and if I'm living in a particularly violent community where people routinely burst into houses and demand my TV or something, I'm not going to have confidence that the state's going to respond to my call for help, and so I'm not going to report that. So I think when we look at this home robbery data, we mustn't think of a household in Sandton being stormed by a group of AK-47 wielding syndicate members. Rather, these are kind of people walking into an informal settlement and demanding a TV or a fridge or a microwave or the latest paycheck, and then others in poorer communities. I think that's much more common, and that's why we see people not reporting these crimes. With something like vehicle ownership is obviously something that is more common amongst privileged South Africans, and there we see 91% of people reporting that to police. So again, there's a clear incentive when people have access to resources, when they have insurance, and when there's a benefit to them outside of what they expect the police to do about their victimization.
And I guess the insurance, it's the fact, the simple fact that if you don't report it, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah, exactly. That's where we see wealthier people being more likely to report, particularly property crime, to police for those reasons. And I mentioned earlier a range of stats which are useful, a range of surveys which are useful to understand crime trends. And something I didn't mention is insurance data. Insurance data is very useful. Banking industry data is very useful in terms of understanding bank robberies, cash in transit heists, and fraud and those kind of things. There's a range of data which should ideally be considered together if we really want to get the best possible picture of what's happening in the country. And in South Africa, we do have a good sense, but we don't often have all of this data put together in a comparative fashion that allows us to understand things as best as possible.
So I guess what I'd like to figure out is you focus on the victims. The police obviously can only focus on what is being reported. Who puts this whole picture together to give us a real sense? Do you do that?
So I don't work for Statistics South Africa. Statistics South Africa runs the Victims of Crime Surveys. We are an NGO. We are part of civil society. And so we would be the kinds of people who would try to
Put it all together,
collate this data. We manage something called the Crime and Justice Hub, which is an online portal repository for much of this kind of information, which anybody can access. They can access reported crime stats and trends for their local police station. So we and civil society type actors do this for the public, but ideally we would want members of government to be doing this as well. So ideally the SAPS would be tasking analysts to compile all of this data and using that to inform their own operational planning, as would the Department of Health, as would the Presidency, because if the SAPS is only acting on reported crime data, then it's acting on very skewed information. And that's really important with policing in particular, because if 50% of people aren't reporting their assaults, you could have a really violent assault hotspot which doesn't show up in your GIS analysis because nobody's reporting it. So ideally, government officials who are responsible for promoting public safety would be working in a way that allows them to consider a range of data from trauma facilities, from the banking industry, from the victim surveys, and from police statistics, and using that to guide their work.
And it's absolutely crucial that people have faith in the police, otherwise this whole thing absolutely falls apart. Dr. Andrew Ofale is senior researcher at the Institute for Security Studies, talking to us about South African criminal activities and statistics.